Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
A Springfield street named after State Rep Ben Swan. Big Y employees receive a substantial raise. Greenfield Light and Power urging customers to check their electrical suppliers. A report on inflation, is it getting better or worse? And an angry guy attacks a Salem statue of Samantha. Welcome to our program. It's Friday, June 10, 2022. Great to have you with us. Real contrast to yesterday. Today starts out with sun and dry conditions, mostly sunny, windy today. And the mercury hits 80. The winds are west-northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 52, winds west 5 to 10. Ultraviolet index at 8, humidity 51%. Now then, let's get down to cases. The public is invited to a street dedication in honor of former state rep Ben Swan. Now this event will be held Saturday the 18th from 10 a.m. to noon at 815 State Street, the site of Representative Swan's former district office. A blue street sign used for honorary street names will be unveiled. The state street cut-through, where the sign will be placed, is across from the recently restored Mason Square Fire Station and Mason Square Apartments. It runs across Holly Street, Winchester Street, and Eastern Avenue. Now, historically, the area was a stop on a trolley line that used to pick up and drop off passengers as they traveled up State Street. Mayor Sarno has thanked Chanel Ford of Heart to Heartbeat Lactation and Wellness for supporting the new parental leave lactation room in City Hall. Ford will donate items and share informational brochures that support the lactation and breastfeeding needs for city employees. Now, in May 2022, Mayor Sarno, Attorney Talia G., Human Resources and Labor Relations Director, Attorney William Mahoney, and Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management Director Pat Sullivan announced the creation of the Parental Leave Lactation Room in City Hall, where city employees can take the time to privately address their parental and lactation needs for their precious loved ones. Well, the busy Springfield mayor will also attend the soft opening for Rustic Brewing Company's newly renovated tap room. That'll be today in the old Indian Orchard Mills off of Front Street. Owners Jared Methy and Todd Kopiek have opened Rustic Brewing Company in 2018 and was Springfield's first brewery since the 1940s, hosting events by serving their beer with food trucks on hand, as well as offering retail sales of canned beer on weekends. The newly renovated tap room will also have its grand opening Saturday the 11th. That's coming up at noon and will continue on till 9 p.m. Congratulations. Well, here's some good news for Big Y hourly employees, especially against the backdrop of increasingly tight financial times of inflation. Big Y Foods plans to enact a pay raise for all hourly employees. Now, under the multi-million dollar investment, starting pay raise for all clerks, customer service, fresh food and center store specialists, and assistant department managers will be increased effective June 26. The Springfield, Mass.-based supermarket chain says that nearly 7,600 of the company's retail employees are going to receive this wage hike. The amount of the increase not disclosed overall. The company has nearly 11,000 employees. Store operations associates receiving the pay raise work in the Big Y supermarkets, convenience, fuel locations, and table and vine, wine and liquor store. Now, once the increase is implemented, all retail employees will be paid above minimum wage in both Massachusetts and Connecticut. A note for Greenfield today. In light of an unprecedented increase in Eversource's summer electricity rate, the City of Greenfield and Greenfield Light and Power, the city's electricity aggregation program, are urging consumers to check their electricity provider to ensure that they're getting the best deal in this volatile time of increasing costs. All Greenfield electricity customers are eligible to participate in Greenfield Light and Power. They can join or leave at any time for no cost or penalty. The rate for all classes is 9.879 cents per kilowatt hour for 100% green electricity, while Eversource's basic service charge is expected to increase to 15.348 cents per kilowatt hour. and that's coming July 1st, representing an increase of nearly 12% over their winter rate, and over 55% higher than Greenfield Light and Power's rate. Now, for the next 6 months, Greenfield Light and Power customers stand to save some $30.08 per month over Eversource's proposed rate for the average household usage of 550 kilowatt-hours per month. Eversource awaiting Department of Public Utilities approval, but the rate will likely be very close to their request of 15.348 cents per kilowatt-hour. Well, here's a question for you. Just how severe is present inflation? The costs of gas, food, and other necessities likely shot up in May, giving Americans no respite from the worst outbreak of inflation in four decades. Economists have forecast that overall consumer prices jumped 8.2% last month, compared with a year earlier, according to data provider FactSet. Now, that would be barely below the 8.3% year-over-year surge in April, an 8.5% increase in March, which was the most since 1982. America's rampant inflation is imposing severe financial pressures on families, forcing them to pay much more for such items as food, gas, and rent, and reducing their ability to afford discretionary items, from literally haircuts to entertainment. Lower-income, Black and Hispanic Americans in particular, are struggling because, on average, a larger proportion of their income is consumed by necessities. So, economists now expect core inflation, which excludes volatile prices for food and energy, to slow. Goods prices are expected to fall further in the coming months, and that's good news, offset with not-so-good news by rising gas prices, and they will continue to erode the finances of millions of Americans. And just 134 miles from here in Salem, a man partially covered the bewitched statue with red paint. This is a statue of Samantha, actually a statue of Elizabeth Montgomery, if you will. Witnesses called police at about 5 p.m. on Monday to report someone spray-painting the bronze statue. Captain John Burke said that the statue depicts Elizabeth Montgomery as lead character Samantha Stevens in the 60s sitcom, sitting on a broomstick in front of a crescent moon. An officer in the area spotted a man fitting witness descriptions of the vandal, and after a brief chase, arrested a 32-year-old city resident on charges of defacing property, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. The suspect says he was, quote, going through a rough time and wanted to do something to get arrested, unquote. Well, the red paint on the upper half of the statue has already been cleaned off, and they'll get Samantha looking as she always did. This statue was erected in the city, famous for the 1692 witch trials in 05, so there have been some protests from those who say it trivializes the tragedy of the trials. I think it's nice to see Samantha and that great sitcom immortalized in Salem, Mass. Thank you very much for being with us. This is our Friday program. Next in line for you is the weekend, and I sincerely hope that you have some recreational time afforded you. Or may I say, recreational time that you can actually afford. And you know what I'm talking about. So thank you for being with us. You can look back on our programs from the course of this week, all five shows, Monday through Friday, if you're so inclined. And remember our next new program, Monday morning, up online during the day and available to you day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.